equipment than you ever owned. Don't try and tell me about CB.
Hello, WW.
How many people do you think ever had? CBs. Not vendors, individuals, if you wanted to sell your CB. And I'd say, well, come on over to the Mustang or whatever. I told High Dollar to come over. Hell, during the winter, before they moved it, it was packed, right?
There's only one reason you went to the Mustang, Del Rio. It was free. You wouldn't go to the wagon wheel because you had to pay. You loafed over Dago Dan's when he was selling CBs, and you into CBs as strong as you are. And Dago Dan told me you never spent a nickel with him in your life.
Well, I knew a guy and his wife, and they had a little, well, I guess you'd call it a thrift store down a block back off of Park Boulevard. And there were people who were doing that. And then they started going out there because they were slow at their regular little place. Just different things that went on all the time. So they were always, anything I had, I didn't have to worry about sell it. They'd take and sell it, like on consignment or whatever. So many different things you never, not just CBs.
I know what you did, Delroy, and I know what you do now, but now you're too paranoid to get out of the house. You don't even go out to the Mustang. I know about all that junk you got out there and collected over the years. Most of it's junk you couldn't even sell. Now you've held it too long. I know exactly what you did.
No, you ain't even been down here long enough to know. I even had a place at the wagon wheel. An old guy did it all the time for me. Mostly tile. He did the whole thing. He was retired. And I ended up getting many, many remodel jobs just from that. Or patchwork or whatever when I was busy. On and on, because I had to make my living doing that for 50 years. Well, a lot of people were looking for their tile work or repair on their home or whatever, and this, he did that for a few years. You see how that works?
What was his name?
Ken. And he had all my tile samples and this, that, and the other, and he liked to talk to people. It was a way of killing time for him. Then he would go out to the jobs, and I showed him how to figure up stuff, and it was a way for him to make some money, and I ended up getting a lot of good contracts out of that, and was never had to be there myself at all. You see how that works? And many other things that you would never dream up, like my flower business. How about all my cattle? See the things he would do on the side? I was selling rabbits. I sold over 1,000 rabbits on one Easter weekend. Bunny rabbits, High Dollar. You know how many worms I sold? And never delivered a single one. Things he would do as sidelines. It might have been a fun thing. We had rodeos out there at Leo Musgrave.
How much horse shit did you sell out there at the rodeos, Del Rio? What was Ken's last name?
He gives away horse shit there, Hightower.
That's bullshit he gives away.
Just an old retired guy that, just like you, that wanted something to do. Plus, I had a lot of old guys working for me. Just like you, running and getting stuff. Maybe just killing time with a customer. And this is over a 50-year period.
What was Ken's last name?
I told you, Ken Herbert. That was just one particular guy, for Christ's sake.
Where can I find old Ken? I'd like to visit with him. He sounds like an interesting guy.
You can't. He's passed away. The same way with a lot of the younger guys that work for me or my partners. Same way with Dan Daughtry. We went in partners on a lot of jobs. I might sub the whole thing out to him. I used to get a lot of jobs I couldn't handle, and to help all the other guys out, I'd sub the whole thing out. That helped me out a lot. I made money on it because I always furnished all the material. Might have been sitting there waiting for them. So you don't even know diddly crap the short time that you was getting permits for your boss.
I knew all about my business. Apparently you know nothing about the businesses you claimed to be in, which weren't true. What year was Dan Daughtry doing that for you, Del Rio?
For quite a few years when he was strict. That's how he was making his living around here, setting tile. And a hell of a lot of other guys, just like Mark. They were working piecework. Who the hell you think got all the jobs for them? You see how that worked? Now your boss, he sent you to buy the tile, and you paid Mark the going footage to run it. Well, it ended up costing you more money because I could have gotten all that tile wholesale and had a guy come over there and do it for you. And you wouldn't have had to bend a damn thing. Guaranteed the whole job, but saved you money on the tile for what you could have gotten it at color tile. I bought all wholesale, sometimes semi-loads.
You never bought a pickup truck load, let alone semi-load. What would you be doing buying the tile anyway? If it was a custom home, the customer picked out the tile, Del Rio. If it was a spec-built home, the owner or whoever decided what kind of tile, if it's going to have tile. You didn't even know nothing about the tile business. Del Rio, in the 9 years I've been talking to you, you haven't ever talked about one business that you knew anything about. What is the hell's wrong with you? You must never get out of that house.
The tile business was the most lucrative in all of the, any construction thing. Just like I told you. And the reasons why during different periods of time. You didn't have the headaches. So you didn't need any permits. I bought carpet companies. But you had to keep the schedule going. You had to keep a lot of guys working, paying them piecework. The going prices, of course.
Del Rio, back when you first retired or first started getting your Social Security, You told me you never had any employees except an occasional person you picked up off of the street to mix your mud for you. You said you never had a secretary in office or never did any tax work. You always had a bookkeeper or accountant do it for you. You said that back before you started lying so bad. You got to be such a pathological liar, you don't even know whether you're telling the truth or a lie now. But since most of it is lies, it don't make any difference.
Had the first place out here on Old Park Boulevard when I was barely 20 years old. Doing a hell of a business as things picked up. That was a rental location. Then the new warehouse down on 49th Street is Old Panels Park. Got modern. And then all of those other things you would do all of your life.
That's all a lie, too. Right where you said you had that place on Park Boulevard, I ask you, who was a plumber that was there for years and years, right near Adamac? You didn't know. You never had a place out there. You're a lying asshole.
You're a dumbass. Dumb as a rust bucket. There were many different plumbers that might have rented those places. Well, the old family plumbers like Charlie Reeves. So you never knew old Charlie Reeves, did you? Individual plumbers that you would keep up with that handle all of my work, did all of my plumbing jobs for me. All the rust and everything, for Christ's sake.
You never did employ a plumber in your life. Maybe the rotor roots or stopped up sewer line. Well, then we were right there, and that guy was there for years and years and owned his place, lived there, had a shop there. His name was Les Parker. Everybody in Pinellas Park knew Les Parker. Everybody at Sunshine Speedway knew Les Parker. He always run ads and give trophies and things for years and years, and you never even ever heard of him.
I knew a lot of Parkers and all that stuff, maybe doing business with them. It's as simple as that, like the Broderick's there. And all of their supervisors they might have. Five Towns. You ever been out to Five Towns? Is it grew, let alone all the other condominiums, the 10 stories down in Pasadena. Bayfront down there on the end of Central. You're dumber than a rust bucket. How do you think you kept all those people working? You weren't even down here in the heyday of when things were really going on.
Hell no, I wouldn't have been down here, the lowest paying state in the United States. What, you think I'm an idiot? I don't come up to your level, Del Rio, in stupidity. But anyway, when you first started talking to me, I told you that this one company I worked for, we did a lot of work for Broderick. You said, I never worked for Broderick. I always heard they wouldn't pay you. That's what you told me. Then later on in your lies, you told me you went with Broderick's daughter. So I reminded you that Broderick had no daughters. He only had one son, Roger. So then you've been trying to weasel out of that ever since. Got caught in a big flat lie. Tell me that, well, she told me she was Broderick's daughter, and then 10 minutes later you told me I personally knew old man Broderick and his wife. I personally know him. It just, I must not know him well enough to know he didn't have a daughter.
and all of the old original families from shape, form, or fashion. The old man and his wife. Even when I was a little kid, told you the reasons why. My uncle was a land broker out here, built the largest bomb shelter going. But I didn't work for Rogers, see. That was years later. That's what a dumbass you are. I'm talking about the 50s, 60s, and the 70s. Oh, and part of the 40s. And then you come down here and you think you know it all. You don't know diddly crap about the construction business. We still have family construction business in the Yellow Pages. I'm just the only one retired in the whole family.
Hey, Dario, what's the name of that guy?
I'm in the rust bucket. Well, there's many my age, guys my age. We went to all through school together, doing all of those things. The guy come down here in 1980, you don't know diddly crap about what we were doing. And all of the old families, then their children rolled in, just like mine. Many, many of them. So that's why everything you say is stupid. You don't even know how to get an overall county license. Or none of that stuff, except for what you were doing for your boss.
Hey, Galileo, what's the name of this construction company that your family has?
He won't tell you. On the Yellow Page, I don't give it out over the CB, but I'd be glad to tell you anytime. But we sub nearly everything out anymore. Anyhow, I can figure anything going. Houses, commercial, or whatever. But I'm retired.
Yeah, you won't get the name of a business out over the air, Barry.
Well, I tell you what, every business I ever had, I get out over here. It's good advertising right up.
They're off the Starkey. Been there for 40 years. You depend on a lot of subs anymore.
Barry?
Yeah?
I don't know how long you lived in this area. There ain't many construction companies off Starkey that's been here 40 years. In fact, there ain't none.
No, I don't know. I've only been here since 83.
You don't know how contractors run their office either. I said the main office.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, Barry, how's this thing sound over your way? Hello?
Sounds okay. Well, it don't sound like you did the other night.
No, I'm on a different radio with my power mic and this thing. Still on the beam, though.
Yeah, what radio are you on? Because this one here don't have the fidelity.
Well, it's probably turned up a little too loud. It's a 2950.
It sounds like a stock radio or a stock mic. Honest to God, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, man. Well, I was stuck on the beam, too, so I don't know. But, yeah, it's 2950.
Well, I'm not going to bust your bubble or nothing, but honest to God, it don't sound like a 2950.